Shamrock, Texas, the blues capital of the Texas Panhandle. Route 66 Media and Legends 98.9 presents Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. And now to throw a whole bucket of blues on you, here's Uncle Buck.
How do you like your music? Rare, medium, or well done? Uncle Buck here, and we are in session. We brought that big old bucket of blues with us again this week, and we've got it jam-packed with some music I think you're really going to enjoy. In our first segment today, our featured artist from Memphis, Texas, right down the road, Blues Boy Willie. I know you're going to enjoy that. Also joining us in this first half of the show is the Allman Brothers, Albert Collins, Muddy Waters, and a collaboration I know you're gonna like with Albert King and Stevie Ray Vaughan. So let's reach into that big old bucket of blues and get things started. I'm gonna follow some advice that my mama gave me years ago. Mama always said, ladies first. So we're gonna call on one of the first ladies of the blues, Miss Etta James. They called her Miss Peaches. Etta James won 6 Grammy Awards, 17 Blues Awards, had some great hits of songs like The Wallflower, I'd Rather Go Blind, At Last, and a song that we're going to kick things off with today. Etta James was inducted in both the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and the Blues Hall of Fame. So following my mama's advice, Etta James is going to kick things off right now with one of her big blues hits called Tell Mama. Miss Peaches James and Tell Mama. Each week on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, we have a featured artist. And this week, it gives me great pleasure to introduce our featured artist because he hails from just 50 miles down the road from Shamrock, Texas, the blues capital of the Texas Panhandle. Our featured artist is none other than Blues Boy Willie. Blues Boy Willie has been singing the blues out in this area and all over the United States for quite a few years. I attended an event recently in honor of Blues Boy Willie. Blues Boy has kind of fallen on some ill health, and a lot of blues musicians got together and did a program up in Amarillo, Texas, at a place called the IDK on 6th Street. Not only was Blues Boy Willie there as the guest of honor, but musicians from all over the area. Musicians from Dallas, musicians from Austin. Even our own Stacy Jean was there taking the stage singing some blues. It was quite an event. But right now, let's bring on our featured artist. From his recent album, Can't Deny the Blues, here is Blues Boy Willie.
Let me tell y'all a story. Yeah. Born the seventh child on 13th Street. I used to listen to my daddy play the harp. My mama called me Daniel, and she made sure all of us was dressed up sharp.
I could never
could never deny the blues.
Our featured artist of the day, right here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, William Daniel McFalls, better known in Memphis, Texas, his hometown, as Blues Boy Willie. And that was the title track from his Can't Deny the Blues album. We're going to have Blues Boy Willie back in the second half of the show, so be sure and stick around. Let's get into a double shot of the blues. Reaching down into that big old bucket of blues of ours, we're going to pull out one I know you're going to like by the Allman Brothers. It's called Who to Believe. I've been running into a few folks that have had the flu here lately. Albert the Iceman Collins, better known also as the Master of the Telecaster. Gonna do a great blues song called Dying Flu in this double shot. But first of all, let's kick it off with the Allman Brothers and Who to Believe.
Something robbed me of my sleep. Reached for you, but all I felt was a cold, empty sheet. 3 nights in a row, baby, I don't know where you've been. You say you're working late, could it be you got another man? Club downtown, arms around a stranger, you were really going to town. You say they're just jealous that you'll always be mine. The nighttime has a thousand eyes, could they all be blind? Oh, my fool, my fool, cause this confusion, oh, it's killing me.
Me. They all say that you're doing me bad.
from the blues capital of the Texas Panhandle. This is Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Thank you. Lord, everything seemed to be fading out. Lord, everything seemed to be fading out. I hate to leave this old world, y'all, but I found out what the next one, what the next one's all about.
Albert the Iceman Collins from Leona, Texas, with a song just for all of you folks that might have contacted that nasty old flu bug. Albert Collins and a great blues song called The Dying Flu. Each week on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, we do a feature called Then and Now. In the first segment of the show, we play a song from back then. In the second half of the show, we play a little bit more of a modern version of that same song. This week on Then and Now, the then portion, we're going to hand the mic over to none other than Chicago bluesman Muddy Waters, doing one of his first big hits, I'm Your Hoochie Coochie Man.
The gypsy woman told my mother before I was born, you got a boy child coming, gonna be a son of a gun, he gonna make pretty women jump and shout, then the world wanna know. Cat bone, I got a mojo too, I got the John the Conqueror, I'm gonna mess with you, I'm gonna make you girls leave me by my hand, then the world will know that I'm that hoochie coochie man. But you know I'm here. Said he was born for good luck, and that you see, I got $700, and don't you mess with me, but you know I'm here.
Waters doing our then portion of our then and now feature with I'm Your Hoochie Coochie Man. And wait till you hear who we've got doing Hoochie Coochie Man in the second half of our show. Let's do a couple of great blues songs back to back and belly to belly right now. Usually when I'm around some blues singers, some blues musicians, the question usually gets asked, have you heard that Albert King and Stevie Ray Vaughan soundtrack of a TV show that was recorded up in Canada? And oh, did some great music come out of that session. So without further ado, here is Albert King and a protege of his at that time by the name of Stevie Ray Vaughan. You're going to hear a little chit-chatting, and then you're going to hear some great picking and singing of the blues with Albert King and Stevie Ray Vaughan in a Stevie Ray Vaughan hit called Pride and Joy. Now, that'll be a hard act to follow, but Tinsley Ellis holds his own with the second song in our double shot of the blues with A Quitter Never Wins. But right now, here's Albert King and Stevie Ray Vaughan.
Yeah, just like old times, Steve. I'm telling you, I wouldn't have missed this for nothing in the world.
I remember the first time I met you, the Coliseum in Austin, Texas.
Yeah.
1973.
Yeah. You were standing around there looking. I said, who is that little skinny fella?
I was skinny, too.
Yeah, straight up, just like a popsicle. I said, well, then the night you sat in with it, I was listening. You thought I wasn't, but I was listening. I thought about it all the way back to Illinois. I said, now, he got the makings of a good fiddler. Yeah, I said, he's going to be a good fiddler one of these days. Well, sure enough. Yeah.
Trying to pay attention, though.
Yeah, come on, man. That's what you get for paying attention. You have to pay attention going out there. Boy, there's a lot of guitar players out here.
That's the truth.
But I don't. They just play up. They play fast. They don't concentrate on no soul. But you got them both.
I'll be trying.
What is that fast thing you've done, that rap thing? Boy, that had a heck of a groove to it.
All right. Part. This thing called Pride and Joy.
Pride and Joy.
Oh,
Don Martin.
I'll be sorry.
Stevie, did you ever hear this tune by B.B. that I recorded and asked me no question? Yeah. You didn't hear that, did you?
No, but I tried.
Will you fill in on that one?
I love
it. I'm going to try to do that right here. Now, that's on my new LP, you know, yeah. San Francisco 83.
A whole bucket of the blues is running over with Uncle Buck.
Never win.
sure glad you joined us today on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. That big old bucket of blues we brought with us is still half full. If you like that big old stack of records we played in the first half of the show, wait till you hear what we got coming up in the second half of the show. Of course, we're gonna bring back our featured artist of the day, almost a hometown boy from down in Memphis, Texas, Blues Boy Willie. John Lee Hooker and Bonnie Raitt are gonna be around. Eric Clapton's gonna join us in the second half along with Johnny Winter. We're also gonna share a piece of email that we received this last week from over in England. It's always great to hear from people that are listening on the internet to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. And just a reminder, you can listen anytime, anywhere by going to UncleBUC.com. All the shows that we have done are archived. Down at the bottom of the webpage, there's a little portion that says click here for past shows. We've got a lot more blues coming up for you, so stick around.
Check us out online at UncleBuck.com. That's UncleBUC.com.
Thank you.
it's downhill all the way now that we're in the final stretch of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues today. And kicking off the second half of the show today, that was Rob McConnell and the Top Brass in a song called The Shuffle Boogie. We kind of go out of our way here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues to give you a dose of all kind of the blues. We play Chicago blues. We play some Memphis blues, some New Orleans blues, and seeing how the show emanates from the blues capital of the Texas Panhandle, Shamrock, Texas, we, of course, are just a little bit prejudiced and pay the old home state tribute and get into some good old Texas blues. And that's what we're going to do right now as we bring on our featured artist of the day, Blues Boy Willie. Blues Boy Willie from Memphis, Texas, just right down the road from our hometown of Shamrock, Texas here in Route 66. Blues Boy Willie has made quite a name for himself all over the world and especially right here in the Panhandle of Texas. Being raised in Memphis, Texas, Blues Boy Willie was exposed to a lot of blues back in the 40s and the 50s and has done his part in trying to keep blues alive in this part of the state. So back for an encore, our featured artist of the day, Blues Boy Willie, and I'm Not the Fool I Look.
You bought her. Well, Hey, baby, I'm not the fool I look. Hey, baby, 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 girl, I'm not the fool I look. When it comes to fishing, baby, girl, you know I wrote the book. Hey, baby, let me ask you this. You know I've done a lot of fishing. You know this. You come in here with these frozen fish in the cooler. Now, I saw you at the supermarket. So what's up with you, baby? You've been fishing for 3 nights. I don't see nothing but this frozen fish you got here. What's up with that? And where you been fishing?
Well, I've been fishing.
Yeah, but what you been fishing for?
Well, I just been fishing.
Yeah, you got to come up with something a little better than that. A little better than that. A little better than that. A little better than that.
Hey, baby, I'm not the fool I look. Hey, baby, 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 I'm not the fool I look. When it comes to fishing, baby, girl, you know I wrote a book, yeah.
At our second installment of our featured artist of the day, almost a hometown boy from down in Memphis, Texas, Blues Boy Willie, doing the vocal and doing a little harp work for you. I'm not the fool I look. Our regular broadcast right here each weekend on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues is broadcast from Legends 98.9 right here in Shamrock, Texas. But we have a lot of listeners that we're hearing from that listen on the internet on unclebuc.com. An email came in this week from over near London, England. We always enjoy hearing from folks listening on the internet over in Europe and Asia. Andy Rysko sent us a note talking about the trip that he made down Route 66 last year and stopped right here in Shamrock, Texas, and took in some of the sights. Randy and his brother-in-law, Andy, write that they had a great time stopping here in Shamrock, Texas, seeing all the sights on historic Route 66. They even visited our museum and the old Magnolia Station and Blarney Stone Plaza downtown Shamrock. So if your future has plans to do the Route 66 tour, be sure and make a stop right here in Shamrock, Texas. We'll roll out the green carpet for you. Randy's email goes on to say after he got back to England and started listening to Uncle Buck Plays the Blues, he suggested a great song that he would like to hear is a Rolling Stones song called I Got My Kicks on Route 66. So Randy and Andy, here are the Rolling Stones, and I Got My Kicks on Route 66.
pretty you're seen, Amarillo. And got up to Mexico, Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Nona, big some Moscow, St. Bernardino. Want to get him to this kind of tip and go take that California trip to get your kicks on Route 66.
You're in the middle of another edition of Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.
Me.
We slipped in a double shot of the blues on you there. The first track, of course, was a request from over in England from Randy and Andy, the Rolling Stones, and I Got My Kicks on Route 66. The second track in that double shot of the blues was none other than John Lee Hooker teamed up with Bonnie Raitt and I'm in the Mood. John Lee Hooker had a version of that song years ago all by himself, but when he hooked up with Bonnie Raitt, Bonnie Raitt and John Lee Hooker took on a Grammy Award for that duo. Earlier in the first segment of our blues show today, in our feature Then and Now, we featured Muddy Waters doing the then portion and I'm Your Hoochie Coochie Man. Now it's time for the now portion of Then and Now. Here's Eric Clapton and I'm Your Hoochie Coochie Man.
Gypsy woman told my mother before I was born, got a boy child's coming, gonna be a son of a gun, gonna make pretty women's jump and shout, then the world wanna know what this all about. But you know I'm here, everybody knows I'm here. Well, I'm the Hoochie Coochie Man, everybody knows I'm here. I got the black cat bone, I got a mojo too, I got the John the Conqueror, gonna mess with you, gonna make you girls leave me by my hand, and then the world will know the Hoochie Coochie Man. But you know I'm here, everybody knows I'm here. On the seventh hour, on the seventh day, on the seventh month, the seven doctors say he was born for good luck, that you see. I got $700, don't you mess with me, I just know I'm here. Everybody knows I'm here.
That big old bucket of blues we brought with us today is just about empty, but oh, have we got a couple of great songs to close things out today. We're going to drop the needle down in the grooves with a track by a foursome that you just don't hear together very often. Billy Branch, Corey Bell, James Cotton, a little harmonica work from Junior Wells, and a song called Down Home Blues. We're going to turn to a Texas-born artist, Johnny Winter, to close things out with Country Girl. But right now, here's some Down Home Blues.
Now you say your party's jumping, everybody's having a good time. I know you know what's going through my mind. Do you mind if I get comfortable and take off these shoes? Why say fixing me a drink? Let me stop when I'm down on blue. Down on blue. She wanted to get out of the down home blues all night long. Every other record or two, and I know she did. She said tonight I'm gonna get my head back and party all these down home blues.
check us out online at UncleBuck.com. That's UncleBuck.com.
Appreciated the opportunity of playing some blues for you this week, right here on Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. I would be amiss if I didn't invite you to follow us on Instagram and on Facebook at Uncle Buck Plays the Blues. Uncle Buck here, until next week, saying, I hope all your blues will be on the radio.
It is on another Bucket of Great Blues, but you can join us each weekend at 8 p.m. Saturday with an encore performance at noon on Sunday. Here on Legends Radio Network, for Uncle Buck Plays the Blues.